Game two of the Classic of the Country saw Toledo start to defeat Medina by the final margin of 51-42. And I'm joined by a couple players from Medina here with me this time, that being Vivian Kelps along with Abby Dress. And really a nip and tuck contest here for you guys, you know, falling by 9 points here. First of all, Vivian Kelps alongside me, she's a junior player. Vivian, talk about the game here. What kind of, how you felt like the game kind of played out for you guys?
I felt like we had a super strong start. We started with a lot of energy and intensity, which has been kind of a struggle this season. So I felt like that was super positive. We kind of fell into a little bit of a drought in the second quarter, but we came out in the second half with energy and like the desire to win, and I feel like we battled all the way to the end.
You certainly did. A senior, Abby Dressel, on something as well. She had 14 points. And Abby, you talk about a hot start, 13 points in the first quarter. What was going well for you in that first quarter?
I think I had my teammates get me open a lot. Offensively, we found their defensive holes, and I think that as a team, we came together and found offensive ways to score and move the ball, and that's what we did in the first quarter.
Now, after that, as you might expect, the defense is going to clone in on you when you're shooting that well, right? How do you try to get your other teammates involved when the defense is kind of keying on you like that?
So in the second half, they face guarded me, but it's important to like look and see what you can do for your other teammates, like set screens, move on offense, and I think that in the second half, that's what I look to do.
You mentioned you guys battled, Vivian, and the fact that you had the lead early in that third quarter and really a nip and tuck fourth quarter here. So really right in this ballgame despite the loss.
Yeah, I just feel like we've struggled with that scoring jump, and we did in that fourth quarter. But we exposed ourselves today, as one of our coaches said, that we can play through it, and we did all the way to the end.
Let's see, Abby, for you, what do you take away from an experience like this, playing a good team in a close loss like this?
I think we learned that we can just fight till the end. We don't want to get into our droughts, which we had, but obviously we proved that we can try our best till the end, come back into a 9-point game. So I think we just need to keep that in mind as we move forward.
But Abby, just to play in an event like this, Classic of the Country, what's it mean to you to get a chance to play in an environment something like this?
I think it was really fun. It's so loud. There's people everywhere. It really motivated me to play good, too. So there's like baselines filled, stands filled. I thought it was really fun to play here.
Vivian, how about you?
I felt like it was a great exposure event. Like even the halftime like sing-alongs, like the fun events that you guys have. And then like this, too, it's just great exposure for all of us.
Then you talk about your game as a guard here for this team here, what you're trying to do for your team out on the floor.
Definitely, I would say my goal is to make plays, get other people to score, and myself. In the beginning of the season, I would say I was much more of a passer, but this game, I felt like I needed to step up, especially in that third quarter when we were kind of having a scoring drought in the second. I knew I needed to shoot my shot, and as a point guard and a captain, I knew I had to step up and like take that role.
Abby, for you, what's the outlook in the second half of the season here for your team, do you think?
I think we just need to think positive, do what we know how to do, and take each game like by each game.
Abby, plans for after high school at this point? Do you know what those are?
Yeah. I'm going to Ohio State to study exercise science.
All right, that is outstanding. Well, girls, thanks for stopping on by.
Thank you. Thank
you. Good luck on the second half of the year. Again, that being Abby Dress along with Vivian Kelps from Medina. They fell 41-42 to lead a start at the Classic in the Country.